fun together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox College.
You folks out there? You out there somewhere? It's really foggy in many spots this morning. I'm assuming you're out there someplace. So we'll start the show. Hey, friends, welcome. It's Let's Talk for a Thursday morning. Scott trying to be funny. Oh, okay. Again, our friend Jeff Byers, the Ironhead, is on a family vacation. That lucky dude. Hopefully he's not having what we're having. Well, he had heat. He's at a beach somewhere. So heat, humidity, beach. Okay, I get it. Power outages, thunderstorms, other fun things. Hopefully he's avoided all that stuff this week, because we sure have it, all right? Adventures in radio here. Now, thankfully, at least here in the studio, Science Park Road, again, is where we're located. Yeah, we actually did have another power outage yesterday. It only lasted a few minutes, probably, I think, when, if you remember, we had a sort of a, maybe this wasn't everywhere, we had a roll of thunderstorms kind of roll right over us. And maybe in some places it rained. In other places it just made a lot of noise. All right, Scott here. I live in Penns Valley. I was home yesterday afternoon and you know, just thundering, and I'm looking outside. It's not raining, but it is ugly. I have an app on my phone where I keep track of, like, electrical stuff. And allegedly, according to, if my app is accurate, I had a lightning strike 2 miles from my house. Yes, that's rather close. And there was a time yesterday afternoon, brownout, and I'm sitting there like, oh, come on, trying to get some work done. Come on, boom, 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 and all that stuff. Hopefully that did not affect you too badly. All right. Now, could we get more of the same today? Maybe. Tomorrow? Maybe. Saturday? Maybe. All right. The heat dome has moved off. Where's my bell? All right. For the most part, the heat dome that we dealt with a couple of days ago, that's kind of gone on its way, I guess. And, of course, behind it, you're going to have storms, and that's what we had yesterday. I don't know. I feel fortunate. In between thunderstorms yesterday, I was able to get some lawn mowing in for a couple hours. But as I'm wrapping up my lawn mowing, sort of last evening, actually, I'm looking up at the sky. First, I see blue sky. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm driving along. And then all of a sudden, sort of in the northern sky, and I'm thinking, man, that looks really bad. At one point, I'm thinking, that almost looks like a tornado. In the distance, all right, that looks like, now it wasn't a tornado, as far as I know, but it looked really ugly. And I'm thinking, okay, Scott, let's wrap this up and get the lawn tractor in the garage. Hurry up, and off I went. So depending on where you were, you might have gotten nailed last evening, or it just kind of blew on by. Could we get some more of the same today? Well, there is rain and storms in the forecast, I think, today, tomorrow, and Saturday. It will not be as hot. In fact, I want to see tomorrow. Let's see where we are 24 hours from now. Tomorrow's high, allegedly, multiple weather forecasts, all right? Tomorrow's high is supposed to be like 75. That's the high. All right. Remember, it was like 90. Well, at least where I was at one point a couple days ago, it was 97. Ooh, yuck. 75 tomorrow. Okay. Let's see if that occurs. But still, watch out for your outdoor activities, thunderstorm, maybe, you know, like a pop-up quickie rainstorm and so on. We might have some of those for the next 3 days. Okay. Better than 97, I think. So welcome to the program. Got a busy show. Later on, we're going to welcome Celesta Powell from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, one of our fine sponsors. They join us every now and then. Celesta's going to talk about some upcoming activities, including, see, folks, this is where getting old is no fun, okay? There's a holiday just a week from now, which is sort of snuck up on us. Folks, go grab a calendar. In a week, yeah, July 4th's in a week. What's the old line about time flies? It doesn't matter if you're having fun, all right? Time flies. And holy mackerel, 4th of July is only a week away. What happened to the month of June? Poof! Just sort of disappeared. So we're going to talk about 4th Fest and some other upcoming fun activities in the neighborhood with Celesta. So she's scheduled to join us later on this hour. We'll have our sports update. Interesting surprise, I think, last night, which we'll tell you about in the next segment. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to open it up. And I've got plenty of interesting things to discuss here on a Thursday morning. Hopefully you will call in as well. Although I tell you what, if you want to call in right now, 814-954-7266. If you just, I can't wait. I got to get on the phone. I want to tell Scott something. Okay. Well, here's your chance. 814-954-7266. Yes, it is very foggy in some spots this morning. Now, in some other areas, like for instance, we have a big window here at our studio, and I'm looking out at our parking lot of our building where we are. Okay, it's barely foggy. It's not so bad, but I definitely encountered some very thick fog on my drive into the studio this morning. So, folks, if you're a regular listener, all right, here goes wacky old Scott again. Folks, if you're in your car, your vehicle, headlights and taillights on, please. Just turn them on, not the automatic setting. Turn them on. Your taillights are just as important as your headlights because you need to be visible in some thick fog depending on where you may be this morning. Once again, in my drive-in this morning, I got vehicles sort of emerging from the fog because they had no lights on. And just like, whoa, where did you come from? Holy smokes. Taillights are just as important as the headlights. Turn them both on so that you are fully visible when you're out driving. I'm driving along this morning, coming in. I get behind two vehicles, white vehicles. One was a pickup and one was a car. White vehicles, no lights on, pretty much blended right into the fog. And I had to get up close to them to kind of see them, like, oh, there they are, right there. Folks, no, that's a recipe for an accident. All right, don't do that. All right, please, if you're out, if you're listening in your car, your vehicle right now, and you haven't already, take 2 seconds, turn on your headlights and taillights. And when you get to your destination, all you do is turn them off. And if you don't, at least my car, if I open the door and the lights are on, ning, 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 makes a weird noise like, oh, yeah, I forgot I left my lights on. Not a problem. Please, please be visible in the wherever there's thick fog this morning. Please, be visible there. Actually, let's talk about vehicles here a little bit. Now, this wasn't today. This was yesterday. Again, I'm coming into the studio in the morning, and I get behind a car. And big sign on the back of the car, student driver. I'm thinking, okay. Now, this was like 7:30 in the morning. And somebody, I'm thinking, all right, is this somebody just driving a car or is this an actual student driver? Well, it turned out it was, because at one point I was able to kind of get aside them. They were going one direction, I was going another, and I kind of looked over, and sure enough, I see a kid. It was definitely a kid at the wheel and an adult in the passenger seat who looked like a driving instructor. All right, so whoever the gentleman is, he gets them out early in the morning. This was like 7:30 in the morning. They're out driving yesterday, student driver. And, of course, if you're a student driver, you need to follow all the rules of the road, don't you? Uh-huh, if that guy is sitting over here. So I could not help but notice. I followed this car for a little ways on a couple of different, like, roads or streets, and I could not help but notice that I'm looking at my speedometer. I'm thinking, okay, I'm sort of pacing this car in front of me. Yeah, going the speed limit. Okay. And at one point, the speed limit on this one road changed from, I think, 35 to 45. All right, there was a stretch of road where it was a little faster. The kid was paying attention because as soon as he encountered the 45 sign, he speeds up. Just, I'm thinking, okay, the kid's paying attention. All right, that's good. 35 to 45. And then later on, getting close to the end of a road, it backs down to 35 again. And sure enough, he slows down to 35. I'm thinking, okay, son, that's good. All right, you're following the rules. When you get to be older and that guy's not sitting in the seat next to you, let's see if you still follow the rules. Because at one point I'm like, come on, get going. I got to get to work. And then I'm like, okay, student driver. All right, I get it. Now, I tell you what, is this the future? Folks, what do you think about this? You can call in now, call in later. There are a number of stories out there now about self-driving cars, all right? And either a car that you own, again, this is some point in the future, a car that you own where you pretty much would just get in the car and punch in, okay, here's where I want to go, and somehow, boom, and off the car goes, and you're just sitting there reading stuff on your phone or watching a video or something. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Now, there's also some stories recently about, well, the Tesla version, I think they literally call it a robo-taxi. So this would be a taxi where, again, you just get in the car, you somehow tell the car, okay, here's where I want to go, probably use an app or something, all right, like Lyft and Uber, where you punch in immediately, okay, here's where I want to go. And so when the driver comes, picks you up, he or she knows immediately, okay, this person's going here, and then off they go. Probably something similar, all right? You kind of punch into your phone with an app, okay, pick me up, here's where I'm at, this is where I want to go, and so on. So right now, Tesla, the big electric car maker, is starting to work out in the field with robo-taxis. And for some reason, Austin, Texas is a very popular spot for these things. Seems like every time there's an experimental something with cars, Austin, Texas is always mentioned. State College is never mentioned. Okay. Austin, Texas gets mentioned. So apparently right now, Tesla is testing these robo-taxis in Austin, Texas with real people. Now, apparently, right now at least, there is a person in the car, probably not at the wheel, but they're in the vehicle just to make sure, okay, everything's working right. Okay, that's good. At some point, if we assume that everything continues to work right, that person will not be in the car anymore. And then you just get in the car, you've punched in where you're going, and whoop, off you go. Apparently, these Tesla vehicles have cameras, like, literally all over the vehicle. Like, all around the vehicle, there's cameras. And, I don't know, sensors or something. And somehow, the vehicle knows about lines on the road and stop signs and all this other stuff. If it works properly, and you don't need somebody driving. Now, if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, of course, you are not, or a taxi driver, you are not happy about this prospect. CNBC had a story earlier this week. They did an interview with Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla. He made a claim. Now, this was his claim, that by the end of next year, by the end of 2026, there will be hundreds of thousands of self-driving Teslas out there, or Teslas out there. End of next year, his claim. Now, maybe that's a wild claim. Remember, this is the same guy. He wants to put people on Mars in, what, 3 years? The problem is Mars rockets keep blowing up. All right, I'm a space geek, so I kind of follow this stuff. The Starship, big giant rocket ship, they're still figuring out how this make this thing work. One just blew up on the launch pad a few days ago. Boom! Luckily, nobody hurt, nothing like that, but they got to figure out their rockets first. I don't think we're going to have people on Mars in 2028. I don't think that's going to happen. I'd like it to happen. The sci-fi part of me would love it to happen, but I don't think so. So this claim, hundreds of thousands of self-driving Teslas on the road by the end of next year. Now, I guess my question for the audience maybe is, would you use one of these things? All right, would you do this? In other words, if these things came to, we'll say, State College. If these things came to State College, would you use one? All right. Again, it would be like an Uber or a Lyft, but it would be no driver. Just you get in and vroom, off it goes, and you get to your destination. Okay. This is, can we call this the next big thing? Maybe it is. All right. Now, I don't know about the claim about the end of next year. I think that's a push. All right, a year and a half, hundreds of thousands of self-driving Teslas? No. To me, that seems like a big push. Maybe in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Maybe. I mean, I've read some stuff that, is this the future? All right. At some point in the future, you literally will not own a vehicle. You won't own a vehicle. You won't need to. Because wherever you have to go, you would get a self-driving car. And you would use an app, I suppose. You'd call it up. The vehicle would arrive at your house or home or whatever. You'd get in and you would go to your destination. And then, of course, you would pay something to take the trip. Would you like something like that? Now, think about it. I mean, I have not bought a new car in a very long time. All right, I drive too much and I buy used vehicles. But even used vehicles, maybe in some cases at this point. See how much they cost? All right, let's go with a new car. Have you seen how much a new car costs? Like on average, $35,000, $40,000? That's a chunk of change, right? That's a lot of money. And probably that's only going to go up, not going to go down. And so could it be maybe somehow more cost-effective for you to not own a vehicle and use this, I don't know, what do you want to call it, rental service? Where, all right, I go to work every morning, no problem, boop, 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 and I just, and the vehicle shows up at my home, I get in, I go to work, when the day is done, boop, 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 I get a vehicle, vroom, takes me home. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, wait a minute, I want to go to the grocery store, I want to go to this place, I want to go to my, I don't know, kids' ball game. Okay, I get all that. That would be a reason to have a vehicle. But is it possible, maybe not for everybody, but for some folks, at some point in the future, they literally won't own a vehicle because they don't need to? I don't know. What do you think about that? Does that sound crazy? I think that's some people, maybe Musk, that's his idea. All right? And if he can make it work, it's a tremendous business move. It's a huge business move. All right? Just looking at business. And it would really change things. You'd have this army of self-driving vehicles. Now, where you would keep them, I don't know. Some big warehouse someplace, I have no clue. And, you know, car number 319, okay, somebody needs a car. Vroom, it turns on, out it goes, out the building, goes and picks you up. At some point, it comes back to the building, self-parks itself. I mean, that's like sci-fi heaven. It's also maybe a little crazy. I don't know. What do you think about that? Now, don't get too wound up about these robo-taxis. All right, now I got another CNBC story. Now, again, they just rolled these out, apparently, in Austin, Texas. Not a lot of them, just a few. And according to this story, okay, we got some problems here. So I'm reading from a story here. It says in some videos that have been posted online, Tesla robo-taxis appear to violate local traffic laws by driving above the speed limit. I didn't think that was possible with a self-driving vehicle. I figured, okay, if it says 55, I'm going 55. Apparently not, okay? So violating traffic laws by speeding. These are the automatic cars swerving across lanes. Okay, that sounds like fun. Whoa! Hesitating to turn. All right. Right turn on red. Do I make this turn? Do I don't make this turn? You're waiting for a computer to figure it out. Apparently, there was a video posted by somebody in which a robo-taxi gets into a left turn only lane. All right, you know what I'm talking about. Toward the middle of the road, you're going to make a left turn. And this is in a video. The car gets into a left turn only lane, then proceeds to go straight through the intersection. That's a no-no. And then it crosses a double yellow line while it does it. That's a no-no. So there's two traffic violations in the process right there. And, of course, if you're a police officer, what do you do here? If it's a self-driving vehicle, I don't think you charge the passenger. They had nothing to do with it. But clearly, self-driving car, you just broke two traffic laws right there. Boom, boom. So here's your ticket. Who, is there a slot or something that I put this into or something like that? I mean, what do? Do you send a bill to Elon Musk? Hey, you broke two laws. And if all those laws pile up, I don't know, does Elon Musk go to jail? Because if you did that with your vehicle, if you have a whole bunch of tickets, right, at some point they take your license away and you've got not 3 points, you have like 30 points or something like that, and you won't drive again until you retire or something crazy like that. What do you do in those situations? I got to wonder if police officers or police chiefs are sitting around like, oh, man, what are we going to do in this particular? The future, isn't it great? All right, so I really do think that self-driving vehicles, whether a taxi or you just own one, it probably is the next big thing. The question is, you know, how fast, again, Elon Musk, end of next year, hundreds of thousands, I don't think so. No, that's way too ambitious. But maybe, let's say by 2030, these things could be literally everywhere, including Center County and other folks and other places, as the computers get better and mapping programs and a GPS and all this other stuff. Would you do it? And then I guess I'd have to go further with that. If you are older, would you do it? If you are younger, would you do it? And would there be a divide there? I'm thinking younger people might be more like, yeah, I'm cool for that. All right, I'll go for that. Whereas we older types are like, no, I want my hands on the wheel. Thank you very much. Something interesting to think about. We got to take a break. Later on, when we have some open line time, maybe we'll just kind of, I'll throw it out again. Like, would you do this? Would you like this? Would you hate this? Because right now, I don't know, the numbers are mixed. And then we have this story about going straight through lanes when you're not supposed to and speeding. All right, I didn't think that pre-programmed whatever cars are allowed to speed. Well, apparently they are. Interesting. All right, friends, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break. Got our sports segment. We'll have a guest talking about upcoming activities in the neighborhood, some good ones too. Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. We'll continue after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Now, for some reason, I got a Doobie Brothers vibe this morning. Minute by minute during the show today. Let's talk here for a Thursday morning program. Again, Scott with you. The Ironhead, Jeff Byers, again, he's on vacation at Lucky Dude again. He'll be back on Monday. By the way, we just had that quick little blurb about the Goon and Ironhead show. Right now they're on a little hiatus. Call it a vacation hiatus. The Ironhead and the Goon, no shows this week, no shows next week. They will come back then the following week, which would be the 8th, I believe. So the Goon and Ironhead show will be back on July 8th for Goon and Ironhead fans. They always do their show from Quaker Steak and Lube. And so they're taking some time. Ironhead's gone. Goon is gone. That's cool. Good for them. All right. So they'll be back with that program in a couple of weeks. All right. Let's talk some sports here. And I'm calling this draft week. We'll talk about that one second. All right. The one from last night, which had a bit of a surprise, I think. Let's start with women's ice hockey. Penn State recent graduates Brianna Brooks and Lindy Lobdell became the very first two members of the Penn State women's hockey team to be drafted to the Pennsylvania Women's Hockey League. They had their draft, their third annual draft. They had a Tuesday night up in Ottawa, Canada. Now, Brianna Brooks is Canadian. She became the first ever Nittany Lions selected in this draft, taken by Vancouver in the fourth round with the number 32 overall pick. Lobdell is from Illinois. She became the second gal chosen. She went in the number 40 pick to Seattle. Now, this women's league is growing. It's starting to build. And so both Vancouver and Seattle are expansion teams in that league. In other words, they're just starting. And so they will play for a pair of expansion teams when the 2025-26 season begins later on this fall. Brooks was at all 38 games for Penn State this year, sixth on the team with 24 points, 11 goals, and 13 assists. Lobdell was a second-team All-AHA selection this past season. She had a career-high 21 points, 4 goals, and 17 assists while becoming Penn State all-time leader for defenseman scoring in 168 games, 84 points. That's pretty good. So congratulations to Brianna and Lindy, and good luck in their upcoming professional careers. Now, of course, there was the NBA draft last night, and there was a surprise. At least I would say it's a surprise. Penn State's Yannick Kona-Niederhauser was chosen last night. He was a first-round selection. All the mock drafts I saw over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks had him, all of them, I think, had him as a second-round selection. Well, surprise, he was a first-round selection last night. Now, he was the very last pick last night. He was number 30 going to the L.A. Clippers. But still, that's a great accomplishment, and it's true, he is the very first Penn State basketball player to be an NBA first-round draft pick, all right? So, it was like we like to have fun with our sponsors. We're going to feed the beast with Yannick Kona-Niederhauser. Feed the beast means, hey, make your way sometime to the Center Hall Farm Store, where you can always feed the beast, no matter what the beast is. If it's a farm animal, dog, cat, birds. I mentioned yesterday, if your lawn has been a real beast this spring, they've got stuff for that, too. All right, so make a stop to the Center Hall Farm Store on Allison Street in Center Hall. You can check out their website, centerhallfarmstore.com, centerhallfarmstore.com. Free plug for my Center Hall friends, their annual townwide yard sale, which is a big, big deal, is tomorrow and Saturday all throughout Center Hall. So if you're going to the yard sale anyway, why don't you make a stop with our friends at the Center Hall Farm Store on Allison Street and let them say, hey, 98.7 The Fox sent me. That'd be pretty cool. All right. So congratulations to Niederhauser. Now, again, he is from Switzerland. Actually, it's interesting. The NBA draft last night, again, it was just the first round. NBA draft is two rounds. That's it. First round was last night. Second round will be tonight, 8 o'clock. I believe ESPN has coverage for folks going in. I haven't seen any other Penn State names mentioned, but I was surprised by Niederhauser last night going the first round. Played at Northern Illinois, came here, played here 1 year, made his mark this spring in what's called the G League, which is kind of like a tryout camp for draft prospects. And Niederhauser apparently did really well and opened some eyes at that camp enough that the LA Clippers said, yep, we want that guy. And so he was the number 30 pick last night. So, wow, congratulations to Yannick. That's really cool. All right, also basketball. Penn State will be represented in this summer thing that is, it's kind of interesting. It's just called the Basketball Tournament. This is a made-for-TV event, if you will. It has $1 million winner-take-all purse. Fox TV, Fox Sports TV aired this last year, and they're doing it again this year. So some Penn Staters got together, led by John Herrer, very popular Penn State player from a couple of years ago. And so once again, the Happy Valley Hoopers are I love that name. Happy Valley Hoopers are in this gig. It's all alumni, not current players. You got to be out of school. And so they're going to take their shot at this gig. Penn State announced some of the other players. Andrew Funk, very popular player from a couple of years ago. Dalian Johnson, Greg Lee, John Herrer, mentioned him. Isaiah Brockington, Myron Jones, Jamari Wheeler, Trent Buttrick, Curtis Jones, and Mike Watkins are all on the Happy Valley Hoopers roster. Now, is that enough guys? 1, 2, 3, 4. They need a couple more guys. All right, I think they're probably going to add a couple more names to that list. Now, right now, again, they have different regions of the country for this interesting tournament. The Happy Valley Hoopers right now are the top seed in their region. Remember, they won the Pittsburgh region last year. Surprised a lot of people. They didn't get the $1 million, but they did win their region for the right to, you know, move on. So the Hoopers are the number one seed in their region. They're going to be playing on, let's see, this is going to be July 18 to 22. They're playing in the James Madison Regional, so that's down in Virginia, at the Atlantic Union Bank Center, July 18 to 22. The Hoopers' first game will be on July 18. They will take on the Raleigh 919 Legends. Gotta love some of these names, right? So if you want to kind of circle that, July 18 is a Friday, and then playing through that weekend into the start of the following week, Fox Sports TV is supposed to have coverage of this, so good luck to the Happy Valley Hoopers. We'll see how they do. Also, interesting announcement yesterday. Maggie Mendelson is a Penn State women's volleyball player, was part of the national championship team this past season. She has a little basketball experience in her background. Apparently, she has announced that for next year, or this year, 2025-26, she plans to be a two-sport athlete. She's going to play on the volleyball team. She's going to play on the women's basketball team. And so Penn State has a write-up, glowing comments from both coaches, Carolyn Keeger for basketball, Katie Schumacher-Cawley for volleyball. They're both excited for Maggie. She has done this before. She previously was at Nebraska and then came to Penn State, I guess, a year ago to play volleyball. Now she's going to be volleyball and basketball. And I started thinking, okay, two-sport athletes in major college is extremely rare, and especially here. And somebody did the research. The last two-sport student athlete at Penn State was Mac Hippenhammer, who played both football and baseball for Penn State back in 2018-2019. Good luck finding some other ones. You're going to be digging for a while. That's a real rarity. But the women's basketball team, frankly, needs some players. And Mendelson is a good player. But she's going to continue with her action with the women's volleyball team. So good luck to Maggie. That's a load. All right, two seasons, not one. Woo, that's a load. So we'll see how that goes. Penn State women's soccer announced their season schedule yesterday. The Nittany Lions will have 18 regular season matches. 10 of those 18 will be at Jeffrey Field. And it's a pretty challenging schedule. All right, Scott here, I like soccer. It's a challenging schedule. They're going to play 10 games against teams that made the NCAA tournament last season. All right, that's 10 out of, 18 of their opponents played in the big dance last year. That's a tough schedule. In fact, it's probably one of the most toughest schedules of any team in the country for this coming season. Their season opener is going to be against Duke. Now, Duke made the Final Four for soccer, made the Final Four last season. Those two teams will play at Duke in the season opener on August 14th. Penn State will have its first home game on August 21st. They will take on the St. Louis Billikens. And I've got to look up what a Billiken is. I have no idea what a Billiken is. Penn State has 11 Big Ten games on the schedule. And of that 11, four of those made the NCAA tournament, including Ohio State and Wisconsin. Also, again, it's not the Big Ten, it's the Big 18 now. And apparently Washington and Oregon are going to make the trip to Jeffrey Field in October to take on the Nittany Lions. So Penn State women's soccer, they got to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament last year before, if I recall, they lost to the eventual champion, North Carolina. So Penn State's got a tough schedule, but they also got a good team. So get out. And again, they're making all these improvements at Jeffrey Field, which look pretty cool. I've driven past and like, whoa, look at that. Whoa, look at that. This isn't just Beaver Stadium that they're working on over there. They're working on Jeffrey Field, too, and, you know, around that zone or that area. So, you know, get out and see some soccer games this fall. They should be pretty good stuff. All right, how about baseball? State College Spikes got back to winning ways in Williamsport last night in a big way. They beat the Crosscutters last night 11-2. State College scoring 5 runs in the third inning, 2 more in the fourth, and then they added 4 runs late to just put it away. How about this statistic? Last night, the Spikes had 11 hits, 17 walks. Ouch. It's like, whoa, 17. This is a 9-inning game. 17 walks in the game. So Spikes had plenty of base runners last night. That would explain the 11 runs. Trace and Peters got the win. Now, he only pitched 1 inning last night, but he pitched the inning where State College took the lead. He wasn't the starter. He was the pitcher when they took the lead. That's all it takes if you can keep the lead. So Spikes broke a 4-game losing streak there. They will have another game tonight in Williamsport. Now, Major League Ball, a game heard yesterday here on 98.7 The Fox. This was an anticipated game between the Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers because their two young fireballers were going head-to-head yesterday. Paul Skeens for the Pirates and Jacob Mizorowski for the Brewers. These guys can both bring it. Yesterday was Mizorowski's day, all right, because he had a terrific game. Skeens, not so much. He only lasted 4 innings, probably his worst outing of the year. 4 innings, gave up all 4 Milwaukee runs in that stretch. Meanwhile, Mizorowski had a good game. He had 5 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts, and again, they've got the radar guns now. You know, everywhere you go, they got the radar guns on the pitchers. Mizorowski hit the 100-mile-an-hour fastball mark 19 times yesterday in that game against the Buccos. Whoa. Okay, I thought Skeens was a fireballer. Mizorowski is just a little bit faster. And both these guys are like, you know, phenoms. Well, yesterday it was Mizorowski's turn, so he won. So the Pirates unfortunately drop it 4-2. No Pirates baseball today. The Bucks are off as they come back home. They're going to open up a series with the New York Mets. That'll be tomorrow night and through the weekend. And, of course, hear the games right here on 98.7 The Fox. Philadelphia Phillies couldn't hit the scoreboard last night again, as they lost to Houston 2-0. That's their second straight shutout. The Phillies had 7 hits. They couldn't put them together. 5 Houston pitchers combined to strike out 10 Phillies and get the shutout last night. Zach Wheeler, hard luck loser. He only gave up 1 earned run, and unfortunately last night, that's all it took. The two teams will have their wrap-up game this afternoon in Houston, and then the Phillies will head east to Atlanta for a weekend series with the Braves. Do I want to mention my Orioles? Okay. Orioles shut out at home by the Rangers 7-0 last night. 1 hit. All right, maybe you noticed this if you watched it last night. Rangers pitcher Jacob DeGrom had a perfect game going into the 7th inning before the Orioles broke it up, and then they couldn't do anything with it. So, yeah. Let's go to our commercial break. It's like, come on, Orioles, get it done. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We've got lots of open line time in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know, robo-taxis, Donald Trump, Israel, Iran. One topic which I've been holding for a few days, which I'm going to just toss out there because it's freaky and it's something to really think about. Because somebody will, probably already, but into the near future. This is a news story. If you paid attention to news, you heard it last week, but this is just a weird one. So we'll save that for later on. And your phone calls, of course. Right now, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more of our Thursday program right after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
All right, we're going to go for some racy music here. How about that? Yeah, there we go. And again, for some reason, I got a Doobie Brothers vibe this morning. I don't know, it's sunny. I'm seeing some blue sky. Anyway, Scott here with you on a Thursday program for Let's Talk. Again, we'll have some time for phone calls and interesting discussion on some things coming up later on. First off, from our friends from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we want to welcome Denny Myers to the show. Hi, Denny.
Hey, good morning.
I was going to say, you're not Celesta. Unless
I'm not.
Unless you had an operation or something. I don't think so. And Denny, I'm getting old. I don't know if we're about the same age. Maybe we are. There's a holiday next week I'm thinking, no, that can't be right. Where did June go?
I know, it's blown by.
July 4th is next week, and you are the race director for the Firecracker 4K.
You bet.
Congratulations on that. So let's start with some basics, all right, for folks that have no idea. What is the Firecracker 4K?
Well, really what it is it's a 4K distance rather than a 5K. We've done that kind of out of respect for the July 4th date. Got started back in 2002, and it's a very family-friendly, fun race. We have people that run it in maybe 12 to 13 minutes, and we have people that walk it and take 45 to 50 minutes, 60 minutes. So everybody's welcome, all ages and all skill levels.
Okay, first off, for folks that aren't into metric, okay, 4K is a shade over 2 miles.
Well, it's actually 2.48 miles, 13,123 feet. I've measured it a few times.
Holy fright, okay. He's got it down to the feet. All right, yikes. And let's get particulars. Like, okay, it's July 4th, obviously.
Right.
What time?
Right. The race will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can register even now online through our website and through a couple of other places. And you can register the morning of the race from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning as well.
Okay. How are the numbers looking out?
We're pretty excited right now. I just finished up our early sign-up period last night at midnight, and we're over 500 people already registered,
Whoa.
Which is well over last year.
Wow. And people are still signing up.
Oh, you bet.
All right.
Yeah, we usually get several hundred that come, on over the home stretch of the
I was going to say, was it last year? What's the highest, total number?
Last year we had just shy of 800, and we've had a few years back in the late 2000s where we had a little over 1,000.
Wow.
So we're getting back to those pre-COVID numbers now. We're pretty excited about that.
Oh, don't mention COVID, Denny. You're going to ruin it.
It's in the past, way in the past.
I mean, come on, I cannot remember. Was this race held in 2020 or 2021?
No, we had a three-year hiatus.
It was a three-year hiatus.
Yeah, we went from 2019 till 2022, or 23.
Yeah. 23, okay. I was going to say, people aren't running with masks.
No.
I could not do that.
Yeah,
that would drive me crazy.
No, we had a little break, but people are coming back in full force. Our volunteer group has been good. We're still looking for a few more volunteers to give us a hand that day. We have kind of lived by the motto, many hands lighten the load. So that anybody that can lend a hand either with a race or some other activities during the day is sure a huge help.
Okay. Now, again, Denny, I'll tell a story here. To lead in the story, folks, this is not just a runner's event. Now, if you're a runner, great. Wonderful. Go run. If you just want to walk it, right, Denny?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll tell you a quick story. I was in this thing a couple years ago, so it would have been 23.
Probably.
When it resumed. And we had a couple of friends, my wife and I, and had a couple of, we'll say, older friends that were absolutely not running. Okay. They were not running. I could have run it. They couldn't have, and it was fine. So, wasn't there a starter's pistol?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a firework that we shoot off to start it.
And, of course, the runners, whoosh, they take off, and there was a crowd. There was a large number of people there. They take off, and we're sort of in the middle of the crowd, and we just start walking. And so my wife is walking with her female friend, and I'm walking with her husband. All right.
Okay.
Denny, we were like dead last. we were dead last because we weren't walking briskly. We were just walking.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And the course, now where's the course again? Can sort of describe it.
Well, it's a little different this year because of the construction up at Beaver Stadium.
Yes.
We've had to modify things some. So it's still on some very common streets, but it kind of loops around down Porter Road, across Hastings, up Bigler, and eventually back up to Curtin Road, and you'll finish on Curtin Road. We'll just be narrowed down to one lane coming through that construction area there outside of Beaver Stadium.
Okay.
Actually, the start and finish line will be pretty much right in front of the south entrance of Beaver Stadium.
Okay. I would say 2 years ago, we started and kind of ended at the stadium. Yep. Made kind of a loop.
A little more shallow loop than what we had to do this year.
Okay. Well, with all the construction stuff, I can understand that. What I remember from that is it was a fun walk. I mean, it was a little warm, and I'm walking with my friend, and my wife is walking with his wife. And again, Denny, we were dead last. And I'm looking at some of the workers, like the volunteers, and I could read their faces like, we'd like to go now. Would you hurry? And my male friend is not a fast walker. He just isn't. He's an older fellow in his 70s. And we're just like, thank you. We're like waving. Thank you. We're trying. Okay. So there's no speed limit on this thing.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
No. I mean, if it takes an hour, it takes an hour. And it's okay.
I can't remember how long it took, but I just remember people were watching us, and I'm thinking, we should be like the booby prize people. We're like dead last. You need a booby prize.
Well, actually, I've actually thought about that because my wife and I had a similar experience back on the first night race on New Year's Eve downtown. Turns out there's no walkers in that race, and that's what my wife and I decided to do, just walk it. So we would have been dead last, but they did have a prize, and there were several kids who waited for us to show up to get past the finish so they could get the prize.
Denny, you need a booby prize. Don't call it a booby prize.
No, we have to come up with something clever.
Best finishes last or something. I don't know. Save the best for last or something. Yeah. All right, and then give them a prize.
Well,
or something
next year is a big deal, too, because next year will be the 250th birthday of America on July 4th, and so we're hoping to make that a real big, big event.
I assume you've started planning for
that. We have already, believe it or not, yes.
I mean, that is just, the 250 thing is going to be gigantic. It's going to be huge.
Yep.
Now, this is the race. Fourth Fest is, I guess that's officially part of Fourth. The race is part of Fourth Fest,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's lots of other activities, as you well know. I mean, we have the parade a little bit later in the morning. We have a car show, this is our second year for the car show, which will be a real nice event. Bring up your antique car or classic car and just show it off.
Cool.
It's kind of a fun thing. There's all kinds of kid activities later in the day, entertainment, and, of course, the big fireworks at the end of the night.
Yep, a big fireworks show. And next year, that's probably everywhere going to be gigantic fireworks shows because of the 250 stuff. 250, so there we go. So once again, to kind of wrap up here, Denny, again, this is a race. Okay, it's a race and people will run it. I mean, the people who run, I'm assuming these are pretty competitive people.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it in 13 minutes or under. It's hard to believe, but like I say, the vast majority of people are just out for a fun morning, and we don't put any pressure on anybody. You know, it's just a nice, relaxed setting to kind of kick off the day, just a great way to get the day started.
Now, again, this is 9 o'clock in the morning. During the break, Denny and I were just chatting. I'm like, boy, I hope we don't have weather like a couple of days ago when it was 97, at least at one point. Right now, folks, the weather forecast for a week from now looks, quote, normal. Like mid-80s, I think. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that would be ideal. In the morning, it'd probably maybe be in the 60s would be ideal for the race.
I was going to say, 9 o'clock in the morning, it should still be relatively cool.
We're hoping for it.
Don't let this week's heat scare you off. Now, again, Denny, people can still sign up. How do they do that?
Again, through the Fourth Fest website, fourthfest.org. That's 4thfest.org. Or you can also go to runsignup.com and look for the Firecracker 4K race. And they can still register right up until race time, start time.
I was going to say, some people, Denny, are just procrastinators. Oh, I woke up at 6 a.m. Oh, that thing. Yeah, I want to be part of that. They literally
can do it.
You would prefer they not, right. I think, yep. Right?
Well, the more they get pre-registered ahead, we have a couple of pre-race shirt and bib pickups that won this Saturday morning at Medler Field from 10 to 12, and another one on Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 at Sioka VW Automotive out here on West College Avenue.
Oh, okay. All right, got that.
So we have two packet pickups, so to speak.
And I assume, once again, granted, 2.5 miles is not that far, really. But I remember there are booths where you can get a bottle of water, you can get a banana, some other snacks.
We're going to have a hydration station about halfway through the race, and then at the end of the race we'll have all kinds of refreshments thanks to our friends at Wegmans.
There we go.
Yep.
See, finishing last has its benefits. minutes, because when we got to that booth, it was like full of food.
It's like a smorgasbord.
I'm like, hoo, hoo, hoo. I'm just grabbing and eating. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, my gosh. So.
Yeah, I mean, give me six of those bagels, right?
Yeah.
Or a couple
bagels,
couple
and muffins and bananas and oranges and whatever the heck it was. So, yeah, I pigged out. That was really cool. Well, Denny, thank you very much. I'm going to keep your note sheet here.
Okay.
And, you know, periodically over the next week or so, we'll kind of mention this again. It's a really fun event. All right, real quick, what happens if it rains?
Still on. The only thing that would delay us a little bit might be a lightning issue that we would have to hold off a little while. But we're pretty committed to being out at 9 o'clock in the morning with a boom, starting with a firework. And everything should be wrapped up by 10 o'clock.
Has there ever been a lightning issue at 9 a.m.?
Not that I've experienced. We're going to knock on that wood. Yep.
Lightning at 9 a.m. would be incredibly rare, so I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. But if it rains, you're still going.
Still on. Okay. Rain or shine.
All right, very good. Well, Denny, thanks for coming in this morning.
I appreciate the support and the enthusiasm you guys have for our event.
Yeah, I'm so fast.
I'm not sure
I'd call that enthusiasm. It's like, let's go, you know. And I swear, the best for last prize. You've got to do
We'll be working on that.
With a cutoff, like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. It's 12 noon. You haven't finished yet. We're going to slap you. You still need to finish by this date or this time or something. Because, again, we were getting stares from some of the young volunteers like, come on, come on, come on. It's like, I can't go home until you finish. Sorry. Hey, thank you. So, again, Denny, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, folks, I'm not fast, all right? I used to be when I was a kid. I'm not a kid anymore. That's the way it goes. All right, we're going to take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we have some interesting things to cover in our second hour, hopefully with your phone calls, and we'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream just down the street from Beaver Stadium in the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
All right, now again, I got a doobie vibe today. What a Fool Believes might be an interesting opening for an open line segment, all right? Maybe a possible connection there. Maybe I'm the fool. We'll find out. Friends, welcome to a Thursday Let's Talk program. Again, Scott with you. Our buddy, the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, having fun at a beach, I think. He'll be back on Monday. But in the meantime, we've got open line time. I've got some topics. Maybe you have one. Maybe you have something you just want to kind of toss in. We'll mention that in a second. Let's mention our phone number, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. You can chime in on something I'm going to bring up. You can bring up something and so on. I tell you what, that Firecracker 4K is just a fun event. If you run or you walk, doesn't matter. All right, it's just a fun event to kind of start the 4th of July festivities, which, again, folks, this is next Friday. And I'm thinking, no, that can't be right. Now, I've got a calendar on a wall in the studio. I'm like, yeah, actually, it really is. June is like, whoop, just flown right by. Now, for the school kids that might be listening, yeah, July starts in here in a couple of days. And then pretty soon, July will be gone. And then it'll be August. And then you're like, oh, school. Oh, hey, somebody sped up the spin of the earth. I have no idea. But things are going fast, all right? Let me mention again, Denny Myers was our guest there. Fun event, 4K. They do need more volunteers. And again, probably the big thing for the volunteers, this is about as easy as it gets. The volunteers pretty much, I remember this from my jaunt 2 years ago, they pretty much just stand along the course, like cheering people on, encouraging them, essentially, come on, go, that sort of thing. Come on, move. Not pushy or anything. Nothing like that, okay? But just, you know, along the course in case, I don't know, pull a hamstring or something or some such thing. And again, they have a hydration station where you can grab some water and so on. At the end of the course, they'll have a big table full of food. Now, maybe one of the advantages of finishing last, when we finally got to that table 2 years ago, it was full of food. And I had nobody to compete with to get the food, bagels and muffins and bananas and oranges. If I could have stuffed my pockets, I would have done it. Okay? So, this is a family fun event. I mean, little kids could take part in this, and they'd have a blast. 4K, again, is only 2.5 miles. That's not very long. And it's just a great event. So Denny gave me a website here. If you want to sign up, again, it's not too late to sign up. Yes, you can literally show up that morning next Friday, sign up and go. They would really prefer you sign up in advance. That makes their planning a lot easier. There is a website called runsignup.com. Runsignup.com. This is like a generic website that you can sign up for various running events. You want to look for the Firecracker 4K. All right, that's the State College event. Firecracker 4K. And then you can sign up that way. You could also go to the Fourth Fest website, which is 4th, fourthfest.org. There's a link there that you can sign up for this event. What the heck? Let's break a record this year. And apparently, according to Denny, maybe 20-whatever-some years ago, there was upwards of 1,000 people that signed up for this thing. COVID, again, was COVID. Ugh. Yeah, we're still dealing somehow with COVID. And that cut the numbers down in recent years. Let's see if we can get them back up again. Again, hopefully, now again, if it rains, they're still doing it. Hopefully the weather will be sufficient. Again, even for pokey walkers like me, this thing starts at 9 a.m., you're done by 10. Now the runners are done maybe 15, 20 minutes for the runners. For everybody else, I mean, this is an hour. And it would be a fun event. I took part in this, and, you know, if you sign up in advance, you can get a T-shirt and all that sort of thing. Great. All right. Why not? Do it. Fun event. So, you know, check that out. All right. Once again, 814-954-7266. All right. We'll get to Trump and company maybe a little bit later on. All right. Plenty of things to talk about, of course, with that bunch. Are you looking for a job right now? I got two quick things, but first off, let's take our first call and say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yes, good morning, Scott. Talking about the Fourth Fest that leads to recycling. Recycling needs to, I wonder if you could get Amy from the dump in sometime to take calls, especially on what can go into miscellaneous plastic?
Actually, yeah, our friend Amy Scherf is with the Center County Recycling Refuse Authority. We'd just call them the dump. We haven't had Amy on in a while. I know we're going to have Amy on again before the Penn State football season starts because there is a mammoth, oh my gosh, 150,000 people, whatever, show up, and they all have trash. And so the idea is you can recycle this, you really can't recycle that, and so on. So I'm certain we're probably going to have Amy on again probably sometime in August to talk about some of that stuff. But I know what you're talking about because I recycle where I live, and I just have big bins where I put cans and bottles and plastic stuff. And I go to the giant, these big giant red bins, and, you know, you open the door and you put your stuff in there, and there's a little, I don't know, like a sign or a graphic there that says, okay, you can put this in, please don't put this in. And, yeah, there are some things where I'm holding it in my hand like, well, yes or no. Huh. So that's what you're referring to, right?
Exactly. Plastic bottle caps you pull off, if I can use Meyer Dairy as an example, you get a plastic bottle cap. You pull off the tab that goes around it, so that's a strip of plastic. Mm-hmm. Does that go in the miscellaneous? Does the milk bottle lid go in miscellaneous? I mean, we know there are certain things you definitely can and there are certain things you definitely can't, but there's a big gray area in between.
Yes, you know what? I'm firmly in agreement with you. Now, the one thing to keep in mind, if I recall Amy from the past correctly, is when your stuff, all right, your stuff gets picked up and then eventually it gets to the dump and they just don't toss everything in. If I'm correct, somebody or somebody's actually goes through stuff. And I guess if they see things like, nah, we can't do that, they pull it. All right? So the things that you're talking about, if I had to take a guess, and I'm guessing, what you just described probably is not recyclable. Just a hunch. I don't know, I'm guessing on that. But somebody or somebody's go through all the stuff that comes in, and they try to remove the things that they simply cannot use or recycle or whatever. I think, yeah, you're right. A lot of people have the idea, oh, it's plastic, recyclable. Not everything. No, you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd appreciate if you could get her in and we could call in and say, what about this? What about that?
All right. Yep.
And we'll probably find out what she always says. If in doubt, throw it out. But there's a lot of things that we'd be throwing out, and I don't know if that's right or not.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's true.
Okay, great. Thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks for the call. Yes, every time. Now, I live in a rural area, all right? I don't live in a place where a truck comes to my house, like some of you, which is great, good for you, and they pick up your stuff and off they go. All right, I'm in farm country. They don't do that out there. I've got to go to a spot where the big red giant bins, or whatever they're called, sit, and then when they get full, then the dump people show up and, I don't know, empty it, replace it, or something like that, and take it away. But I've had a bunch of top opportunities where I go recycle stuff, and I'll have something in my hand, and it's usually made of plastic, and I'm thinking, okay, like our caller. And more often than not, I throw it in. All right? Now, if the dumb people are listening, they're like, Scott, no. Don't come arrest me. Because I've seen some of the, I'll call them nasty grams, on some of these big giant red bins that essentially say, look, this is not a garbage dump. This is not a dumping ground, which is true. You don't take your garbage in a big bag to the recycling point and just drop it there. That's not what that is for. And they have sort of veiled messages like, if we catch you doing this, something's going to happen. And they are right to do that because they have enough work to do. And so if somehow, if we had a better understanding of what can and can't be recycled, in the long run, that would mean a little less work for those folks. Again, the people that go through the stuff at the dump to try to figure out, yep, we can recycle that. Nah, we can't do that one over there. Again, recycling is a little confusing because, first off, there are so many things out there that are plastic, right? I mean, tons and tons and tons of things. If you go to a fast food joint and you get a drink, it's almost certainly in a plastic cup. All right. And if you look at the bottom of the plastic cup, there's that little triangle thing, which is supposed to be the recycling logo or something. Although if you notice in the little triangle thing, I think there's always a number in the middle of the triangle thing. Now, those numbers are supposed to mean something. This kind of plastic, this kind of plastic, this kind of plastic. So for our caller's benefit, you need to know, I guess, the numbers that correspond to, yes, we can recycle that. No, we can't recycle that one over there. Not all plastic can be recycled. I know that drives us all crazy. And at home sometimes I'm holding something like a plastic wrap or something. Can I recycle this? There, more often than not, my answer is probably, nah, I don't think so, and right into the trash can. Yeah. So thank you, caller. Like I said, I'm pretty sure we're probably going to have Amy on in August before the Penn State football season starts again because they recycle there. And yes, I mean, I'm guessing 150,000 people show up and they all have trash. And you know, unless you very few people probably put the trash in their car or even in their RV for those folks. No, they want to go dump it. Well, the question is, what is recycled and what is trash? Make sure you get it in the right bags. And I know our buddy the Ironhead, he's very good friends with Amy, and it drives him a little crazy. Would you please get your right stuff in the right bag? Because in some cases, people just either are oblivious or they don't give a hoot, which is not good. And then they throw things in the wrong place. Come on, folks. Come on, let's ring the bell. Let's see if we can do better this year with that sort of stuff. So I'm certain we're going to have Amy in August. I don't know. Maybe we should have a little sooner. We'll think about that. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, talk about getting a job. Are you looking for a job? I know a lot of folks are looking for jobs, and there are a lot of job openings of all kinds that are out there. If you were listening yesterday, toward the end of the show, we had a quick call from Nabil Mark, who is with State College School District. I know Nabil. I haven't seen him in a while, but I know him. And he's with their communications team, and he said, hey, we're doing a job fair tomorrow, which is now today. They're doing a job fair today. All right, free plug alert. The school district, this is State College, is doing a job fair today. Actually, it should have started about an hour ago. And if I recall, it runs till 3:30, so it's pretty much like all day, at their admin offices, Panorama Village, which is Mount Nittany Middle School, Mount Nittany Elementary School, just outside of Bowlesburg. So if you just go there today, if you're interested, go to those admin offices. What is Villa Crest Drive, I believe it is. And I think Nabil said just bring a resume. And yesterday he had a whole list of here's what we're looking for. Boom, 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 boom. Because school districts right now, I mean, across the board, all of them are short on help. Not just teachers, seemingly everything. Bus drivers, cooks, custodians, aides, I mean, just you name it. And probably every school district out there is like, yeah, we really need more people. They probably have, it's like they have the bare minimum of people right now to get everything done, which must be, you know, rather stressful, I suppose, because you're trying to get everything done. You're thinking, gee, if we just had a couple more folks, this would be a lot easier. Okay. So if you're interested and you got some little time today, I mean, at one point, if I recall yesterday, Nabil said, depending on what the job is and if your skills fit, they will hire you on the spot today. Bam. So again, if you're, I mean, what does it hurt? If you're kind of job searching or you're unhappy with what you're doing now, why not check it out? All right. Free plug alert for our State College schools friends. All right. There. Now, I came across something the other day. This is online on social media. Again, don't necessarily believe you believe everything you see on social media, folks. Just don't fall into that trap. All right. Don't do it. There are some people out there who are just wrong about something, a political view or this topic or whatever it is. They're just wrong, or they've exaggerated it. All right. Or they're just literally lying. They're out there having fun lying. I don't understand either. But I came across this graphic, and as I read over it, first off, I laughed. And then secondly, I thought, no, you know what? This is right. And this is accurate. This is graphic. It says 13 hidden red flags in job ads. And I'm going to go down the list real quick, and I know you're going to nod your head like, yep, that sounds familiar. I mean, sometimes people can get very creative with word usage. My favorite, frankly, is real estate. All right, have you ever noticed this? I bet you have. Either if you're job hunting or maybe you just saw, hey, this house is for sale, this place for sale, and so on. You're just reading over it. I mean, in real estate, there's these buzzwords. And whenever I see them now, I just laugh. Like, oh, come on. Buzzwords, have you ever noticed, like immaculate? Oh, this house is immaculate. And I figure that's a buzzword because it's a big, long word, and it sounds fun to say. It's immaculate, like it's a palace. Probably isn't, but okay. So immaculate and spacious. Oh, this room is spacious, which, of course, is supposed to mean, I don't know, gigantic or something. Spacious. And it's interesting. You see these words over and over and over again in real estate listings like, oh, come on, could you do some better writing? Not everything is immaculate and not everything is spacious. Ugh. So this is job ads I came across. So if you've done any job hunting or you just read the, you know, help wanted or something, you've seen these. And so somebody put together a graphic. Here's the term and here's what it really means. And I think this person who put this together, I think they're right. So here's one. Create your own role. And the translation is, we hope you'll figure out what we actually need. Okay, yeah, that sounds right. A company says, we are growing rapidly. According to this, the translation, nothing works properly anymore. Okay. Here's one. Exciting startup atmosphere. And the translation, chaos is our normal operating mode. Yeah, maybe. Beware the ones that say they're looking for a rock star or a ninja or a guru. The translation is, we have unrealistic expectations for you. Yeah, actually, I do agree with that one. Self-starter. I've seen that one too many times. Self-starter. The translation is, there is zero training or support. They just cut you loose. Boom, you're a self-starter. Boom. Yeah, that sounds about right. Here's one. You will wear many hats. All right, the translation is, you will do three jobs for one salary. Yeah, come on, think about it. Yeah, that's about right. We're like family here. Now, according to the author here, the translation is, we are dysfunctional and with questionable boundaries. Ooh, that's harsh. Work hard, play hard. I've seen that a time or two. Translation, burnout is a team bonding activity. Yes, okay. Hit the ground running. I've seen that a bunch of times. Translation is, sink or swim, we don't have time to train you. So you're going to hit the ground running. Yeah, that's probably about right. We have a fast-paced environment. All right, the translation is, we are permanently understaffed. Yeah, that's probably accurate. Here's one, competitive salary. How often have you seen that one? We offer a competitive salary. What the heck does that mean? Well, according to the author, is we're competing with the lowest bidder. Yes. Yeah, when you see the line, we offer a competitive salary, that means you are starting low. That one I agree with 100%. What is that? Join us during this transition. Like, hey, get on in here. Join us during our transition. The translation, nobody knows what's going on here. Oh, that's a little harsh. Whoa. And then finally, I've seen this one. You must be flexible. All right? They're looking for people who are flexible. Translation is, your personal time doesn't matter to us. Oh, that's a little harsh, too, but think about it. Yes, you must be flexible. That means you have no idea when you're going to be working. Nights, weekends, days, anytime they want. Folks, you got to watch out for the buzzwords. So, anyway, that was I really like that one. I agree with that online posting 100%. So, yeah, get out and get a good job. There's plenty of jobs out there, but watch your step. All right, get the information you need. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Of course, we're going to talk about Trump and company. Come on, you people love politics. Yes, you do. And we'll take your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts.
helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature. Thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows. Messages from sponsors and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address. No sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
I got a Doobie Brothers vibe today. I don't know why. Just do. Something a little easier and lighter now that thankfully it's not quite as warm as the last couple of days. Whew, thank you. But still, watch out for, thunderstorms today, tomorrow, Saturday, just like popping out of nowhere. So be careful and watch out for that. Hopefully you can get your lawn work done. That would be a good thing. Scott here on Let's Talk for a Thursday morning program. If you'd like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 814-954-7266. When we have open line time, we mean open line. All right? If you've got a political view, you can share it. If you want to hype an event, you can do that. I mentioned, State College School District's doing a job fair today. All right? They called in yesterday to say, hey, can we mention our job fair? I'm like, sure, go right ahead. All right? So open line means open line. So if you'd like to chime in on anything. All right, the robo-taxi discussion I had last hour. Would you be in favor of using those things? Would you use one? Would you be scared to death and run in the other direction if they would ever show up in Center County? And, folks, it's inevitable they're going to. I call this the next big thing. I think it is. Just automatic driving cars, either one that you own and you just sit in the car and it drives, or like an Uber Lyft taxi thing where you call for a ride, it shows up where you are, takes you where you want to go. That's inevitable. The only question is when. Would you be in favor of one of those things? Remember, never own a vehicle again and just take these robo-taxis everywhere you need to go. Yeah, I'd have to do the math. Tesla is doing a test right now in Austin, Texas. And there's another company already out there called Waymo. W-A-Y-M-O. Waymo. They've been doing this for a little while now, but only in a few places and always cities. All right, I'm not sure how rural they've gotten with this stuff. I have no idea how much you get charged. Is it like an Uber or a Lyft? And somehow maybe you're charged by the length of the drive. I have no idea. But It's coming. So if you have any thoughts on that, you know, feel free. All right, here's a couple quick notes. First off, here's something we mentioned a few weeks ago. It's happening today. All right, what's going on today? If I'm correct, this is in Paris, France, today. They're having a road race, a runner's race. Faith Kipyegon, who is from Kenya, is one of the world's top female runners. And apparently today she is going to run the mile. I'm pretty sure it's in Paris, France. She's going to run the mile. And she's doing this because she wants to try to become, or she wants to break the 4-minute mile. That mythical, you know, amazing thing that at one point many decades ago it was seemed to be insurmountable. Nobody will ever break the 4-minute mile until Roger Bannister did it, I believe, 1954. And since then, now, over how many years would that be? 70 years? A whole bunch of people have broken the 4-minute mile. Well, today, Faith Kipyegon will try to do it. And again, here's the thing. And all this debate, especially about transgender athletes, all the debate and the argument and so on, since Roger Bannister did it, over 1,700 men have broken the 4-minute mile. I won't call it commonplace, but it almost is. Over 1,700 men have done it. Not one woman has ever broken, as far as we know, the 4-minute mile. Kipyegon today from Kenya is going to try to do it. Now, if I remember my numbers correctly, right now I think she has the women's world record time, but her time is like 4 minutes and 15 seconds. So somehow today she's going to try to erase the 15 seconds. That's going to be an accomplishment if she can pull it off. Because that, we're not talking, let's slice 2 or 3 or 5 seconds off our time. This is 15 seconds off the time. That's a lot. All right? I think a lot of folks think, nah, she's not going to do it. We'll see. All right? Some people thought men couldn't do it until Roger Bannister did it. And then a whole bunch of guys after him have done it. Not one woman has broken the 4-minute mile. 1,700 men have done it. So when you talk about the disparities in biology and all this funky stuff, all I've got to do is just point at that one stat that I just gave. Just point at that stat to say, right there, okay, there's a difference there. All right, how about this? In my travels in the neighborhood recently, I've seen some yard signs. A particular yard sign. I haven't seen many. I've seen several in different places, like on somebody's yard or at the end of a driveway or something like that. And it's an interesting yard sign for interesting times. The yard sign, if you haven't seen these, the yard sign says on the sign, it says, "Chaos, cruelty, and higher costs. Are we great yet?" And no surprise, the sign is in blue. It's not in red. It's in blue. Chaos, cruelty, and higher costs. Are we great yet? Now, obviously, if you pay attention to news at all, this is a slam against Donald Trump. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious. But I've passed this several times in recent days, and I just started thinking, okay, all right. Is this sign legit? I mean, what is it accurate? And it's just gotten me to thinking. So let's go backwards. So at the bottom of the sign, it says, "Are we great yet?" Question mark. And that's supposed to be kind of a dig. And I'm thinking, okay, yes, we got the MAGA crowd, including, I'm sure, somebody who's listening to my voice right now. Make America great again. It's a great tagline. All right, give Trump and company credit. They came up with a great tagline whenever that was, 10 years ago or something. All right, think about companies and great taglines. Nike, just do it. Famous tagline. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Okay, if you love McDonald's food, okay, that's cool. Again, one of my favorites is, where's the beef? Remember that lady? Wendy's, like, what, 40 years ago? Little short, kind of grumpy-looking lady. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Remember that one? That was a great tagline. And it resonated, and Wendy's sold more burgers and all that stuff. All right, it's good old-fashioned marketing. Come up with a good tagline. So, make America great again. All right, that's a great tagline. Just is, all right, whether you love it or hate it, all right, it just, it's a good marketing ploy. And a lot of folks, you know, and Trump maybe has overused it, all right. Of course, he comments on whatever he wants online, and so he'll throw that out, make Canada great again, become the 51st state, or something stupid about, all right, just dumb. Make Canada great again, make this great again, make that great again. It's just, okay, now we're overusing it. Mr. Trump, come on, your marketing prowess is not good here. You're overusing the line. So I've got this line, are we great yet? Well, let's keep in mind, Trump and company, come on, common sense. Trump and company have been running things for 5 months of a 48-month term, 4 years. 5 months out of 48. So if, whoever came up with this sign and whoever felt the need to post it in their yard and so on, I guess my question, are we great yet? Probably the answer is no. Been only been at it for 5 months. I mean, that would be a near miracle to do things that quickly in 5 months. Come on, common sense. Common sense. Are we great yet? No, probably not. Now, the comeback to that is, they probably don't have a comeback. Because we're being honest. Are we great yet? No. Not yet. 5 months out of 48. All right? We would never do that to Barack Obama. We would never do that to George W. Bush. I won't say Joe Biden because, again, frankly, the guy wasn't all there. Maybe for all 4 years, but that's one man's opinion. You can differ. Ronald Reagan, 5 months? Nope. His first 5 months, as I recall, there was inflation, and he had an assassination attempt on him in those first 5 months. Remember that, 1981? So not there either. Franklin Roosevelt, for goodness sakes, 1933. First 5 months, they did things, obviously, but still, it wasn't, okay, we're fixed. Of course not. That's crazy. So are we great yet? No. No. Now, the other things, chaos, cruelty, and higher costs. Okay, chaos. Yes, there's been some chaos in 5 months' time. Common sense. Now, maybe in a way, we have to define what chaos means, because there could be two meanings to that word, really. The one chaos that I'm sure the sign is trying to say that, oh, they have no idea what they're doing. It's chaotic. It's crazy. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? And yes, when you look at some things that have happened in the last 5 months, you could say, okay, somebody just did a knee jerk there or a slash there and so on. And it would appear to be a bit chaotic, like just doing stuff. All right. How about another definition of chaos? Which, again, it's one person's chaos, not another person's. And for those of you that get our 98.7 The Fox Insider Newsletter, e-newsletter, we sent one out, Friday morning last week. The Ironhead writes a piece, I write a piece, we have some other stuff in there and so on. I mean, I just wrote about the fact that the status quo, one man's opinion, okay, the status quo needs to be shaken up right now. Again, at the federal government level especially, the status quo needs to be shaken up right now because we've got a ridiculous debt. We have a ridiculous annual deficit. We have money going. We don't know where it's going. For 4 years, we had an open border with who knows how many people strewn across, all that sort of stuff. Just that was chaos, if you think about it. And so the status quo for 4 years pretty much just, go right ahead. All right? We need to shake up the status quo. Things need to change because we are rapidly becoming unaffordable. And at some point, as I've mentioned before, at some point in the future, that national debt is going to get so big, it's going to destroy the country. Now, I don't know, some people apparently maybe are cheering for that. I'm not. I'll probably be dead when that happens, but my kids and my grandkids won't be, and it's going to blow up in their faces, and it's going to be ugly. So if we need a little so-called chaos right now to shake up the status quo and start moving in a direction where those things will not happen in the future, well, then I suppose one man here, I'm all for chaos. Toss in the chaos. Okay? So, again, chaos can be a negative, like they have no idea what they're doing. Chaos could sort of be a positive, like, yeah, we're tearing things up because we're thinking for the future, and this unsustainable stuff needs to stop. So the chaos line on this on the yard sign, okay, fine. Cruelty. Someone's going to have to explain that one to me. All right, we've got some open line time. One brave person, pick up the phone. Explain cruelty to me. What does that mean exactly? 814-954-7266. I don't know if this is about the immigration issues or the illegal immigration issues, that somehow there's cruelty going on. Now, folks, it wouldn't take much to argue in the other direction. Again, we don't know how many people illegally came across our borders for the 4 years of Biden and company. 10 million? 15 million more. And of that total, yeah, a lot of folks crossed the line and said, okay, here we are, America. Where can I go? Some of those people, remember the so-called gotaways? They got across the border and they took off. Why? Why would you take off? Well, I doubt they blindly ran into the United States. Folks, come on, common sense. I don't think they blindly ran into the country. They were running to something or someone. There was just a bust in Florida, what, a couple days ago? Where they rescued, authorities rescued, I believe it was 60 missing children. Children that had gone missing. And they were being held by bad guys. And God forbid, I don't know what the bad guys were doing with these children, not adults. Adults is bad enough. This was children. Now, you want to talk about cruelty? There's some cruelty. Come on, common sense. There's some cruelty right there. These 60 children in this Florida bust. That's one incident in one state. You don't think this is happening in 50 states of the Union? Probably is. Now, that's cruelty. Incredible cruelty. If this is, we're rounding up illegal immigrant criminals, like literal criminals, they've broken the law either here or where they came from or both places, we're rounding those people up and either arresting them or sending back to where they came from, that's cruelty? See, we could really argue this one. And then the last thing says higher costs. Okay, I've certainly noticed some things at the store that are more expensive than they used to be. I came across a crock. I like to cook when I get a chance. I came across a crock pot recipe involving steak. And I'm like, oh, man, that sounds really tasty. Yum. All right, I don't have any steak at home right now, so I'm going to go to the store and buy some. So I went to a supermarket, and I went to the meat counter, and I took a look at the prices for meat. I'm like, whoa. I think I'll wait on my recipe, because it was rather pricey. It was. All right. Meanwhile, now, except for here, the price of gas, have you noticed the price of oil in this week? Now, this week, the price of oil was supposed to go through the roof, according to some people, experts, all right, because of the Iran-Israel war, dust-up, whatever you want to call it. Have you noticed it's been the actual opposite? The price for oil has actually gone down. Now you're thinking, wait a minute, because you've seen a local gas station recently where the price of gas has gone up. Yeah, don't get me started on this old argument. Whenever the price for oil does actually increase, the price for gas at the pump that we pay almost immediately increases. Do you ever notice that? Sometimes it's same day. But yet later, when the price for oil goes down, you ever notice the price for gas doesn't? It stays up for a while before it finally starts to kind of trickle down just a little bit. Let's see. I mean, I pass two convenience stores on my drive to the studio every morning, and they usually have the same price for gas. They're across the street from each other. $3.65 still this morning. If I get out to Harrisburg, I bet I can gas up for at least $3.25. Why is it $3.65 here? There is a question I would like to have answered, and I know a lot of you would as well. Okay, so on the higher costs one, yeah, some things are higher, some things aren't. It's not like everything is higher. That's not true. All right, just go out and look for yourself. Common sense. So chaos, cruelty, and higher costs doesn't wash. Are we great yet? No, because we only been at it for 5 months. So if you have one of those signs in your yard, I guess just one man's opinion, give some thought. Let, do I really want this in my yard? Is this really accurate? Do I hate Donald Trump that much that I have to keep this sign in my yard? Or maybe pull it up because it's not accurate. Just a thought. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have our final segment. If you have a thought or two, I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk here for a Thursday. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
All right, one more segment on a, I don't know why, a Doobie Brothers morning. I don't know. There it is. Hit it.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here.
I'm sorry, that's good music right there. All right, let's get going here. Let's talk here for a Thursday morning. Scott with you. Just actually, we've only got about 3 minutes or so left. If you want to chime in with a quick call, 814-954-7266. Since we're so close to the end, I went a little longer than I thought there. Tomorrow we have a totally open line program. We'll talk about Trump and company tomorrow. The NATO official yesterday that referred to Trump as daddy, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, please don't feed his ego. All right, just stop right there, all right? And that airplane crash in India last week where, incredibly, one man survived that crash. 250 people died except this one guy. And I've been thinking about this for the past week, like, man, A, how did that happen? B, what happens to this guy now? Because everybody knows who he is, at least like in India. This made international news. This guy survived. Everybody else died. You know, just horrible plane crash. Crashed in a residential area to boot. People on the ground died. This one guy literally walked away from this plane crash. Now, I'll bring this up tomorrow, this guy. Imagine if you were that guy. How would you handle that? Well, we don't have time. We'll save that for tomorrow. I mean, this is, almost existential stuff. But, I mean, that yard sign, if you want to keep the yard sign up, fine. I don't have a problem with protests and so on when it's accurate. Needs to be accurate. We have one man's opinion, all right? We have too many people out there just raging, all right? The folks that have gone to some of these national protests, they're there to rage. And I'll say it again, what good, really, does that do, this raging? What good does it do? Does it really make you feel better, like at the end of the event? And there are folks behind these events encouraging the raging. Again, it's almost a cliche, a line I've used a bunch of times. Be careful who you hitch your wagon to. Do you really want to hitch your wagon to certain folks and you wonder, because they've got an ulterior motive. They always have an ulterior motive. They're not doing this for fun. They're not doing this for entertainment. They've got an agenda. They've got a goal. In the long run, do you really want to be part of that? It's one thing to, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that move. You know, Trump did this. I don't agree with that. There's been several things I would say I don't agree with that. Okay? But then the idea is we're just going to rage and scream and yell and tote signs and use the F word and all that stuff. Is that really constructive? And does it really add something positive to the conversation? One man's opinion, folks, the answer is no. Really doesn't. When you sit down and think about it, let's do constructive stuff instead of raging. And when I saw this yard sign, I just thought, raging. There's somebody raging right there through a yard sign. And it's not accurate. Just isn't. That's one man's opinion. You want to hate me? I can't stop you now. I try to common sense my way through things, and that just doesn't work for me. And I think maybe for a lot of other people. All right, friends. Hey, have a great Thursday. Sunshine, yeah, maybe a pop-up storm here and there. Have a terrific Thursday, and I hope you come on back, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt